Yeah, and I wouldn't pay.
No, I wouldn't ask you to pay.
No, you wouldn't.
Why would I ask you to... Dude, what the hell?
Because I paid last time.
No, you didn't.
You sure?
I paid last... I went with... I came with Beanpole.
And
I paid my entry.
No, you did.
Yes, I did.
No, thanks for coming.
Yeah, you bet. What the hell?
I don't want to pay, it seems. Take credit for something you didn't even do? For that, you can pay for tomorrow night.
Okay, I'll pay for myself.
No, you pay for me.
You're not coming.
You don't want to go. You said you didn't want to.
You're not invited.
Well, I lied. You can't not invite me.
Yeah, I can.
What the hell? Don't drive him. How else are you going to get there?
My parents have cars too, you know.
They're probably busy doing parents.
Friday night?
Or I'm just going with my mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mom's
Let's
boy.
Steer away from this. Yeah, well, that's true. Say that again.
Mama's boy.
That's right. Mama's boy. Anyway, let's move on.
Ladies, man, what can I say?
Yeah, sure you are.
I just do what the ladies ask.
Can we edit that out, please?
No.
Ladies.
I'd rather not. Oh my god. I was actually going to say. Oh, stop! Jeez, you.
Bleep.
You bleeping bleeper.
Charlie's such an idiot.
Anyway.
But you say stuff in the big place and I'll go, please.
So, I was going to say something. Oh yeah, we can actually find the article, so let's do some quotes from the article.
Oh yeah, I was going to read it to you guys. Did I bookmark it? Why did I not bookmark it?
I don't know, but get to the site. Anyway, this is the article about George Bush at his 5-week vacation place. There it is. Bush, vacation ruined by a stupid dead soldier.
Okay, in Crawford, Texas, President Bush concluded his summer vacation by holding an informal press conference Monday to address grieving mother Cindy Sheehan, saying, "Her damn dead son ruined my whole summer vacation."
Oh, don't do the accent. It's funnier if you don't do the accent.
Bush addressed Mrs. Sheehan.
Should I read it? In case you're having a little trouble.
A mother should not have to bury her son this way. By which I mean...
Don't do the accent!
No, let him do the accent!
No, a mother should not have to bury her son this way, by which I mean allowing her son's death to destroy his commander-in-chief's one chance to relax and unwind.
Oh,
isn't that so stupid?
Does he actually say that?
This is a terrible tragedy, Bush said. If this dead soldier of a son had the ounce of sense he needed to keep his worthless ass alive, the last few weeks might have been
peaceful.
I
forgot that we were reading the Onion.
I mourn the loss of the beautiful August mornings and the sweet afternoons that could have been spent on the porch swing listening to the songbirds. And this is the best bit.
Wait,
all
you know this is fake, right?
Listen to this. All Americans mourn this loss. Isn't that so stupid?
You know this is fake, right?
No, it isn't.
This is the Onion.
This is all real. It's all true. It's all true.
It's what he was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Here's a good one. Listen, I came here to relax. I want to fish, go biking with Lance Armstrong, play with my dogs, chainsaw some brush, and get back to nature. Of course, it's hard to do that when you have to constantly listen to the mother of some dummy who didn't have enough sense to stay out of a...
damned war zone.
Yeah. It's just so...
whack.
Stupid.
But it's not true, so...
It is true!
He did say something like... I need to get on with my life.
It's all true. Yes, scroll down. It's all there. Oh, yeah, I love this quote. Listen to this. It is the president's opinion and that of the entire administration that the best way to honor the brave sacrifices of our fallen soldiers is by enjoying a relaxing vacation and not thinking about their deaths.
That's not real either.
It is real. It's all true. The Onion does not lie. The Onion is my news source. Don't knock my news
You're supposed
source.
To keep up with news for school.
Which I don't think any of us have, really.
Yeah, but...
Oh, that's funny. Son, you'll always remember your first time because I'm going to film it.
Did you hear...
What?
Did you hear the news?
What? No, it's right there.
Oh.
Oh, not anymore.
350 hours a year
having sex. 420 looking for parking. What's wrong with this picture?
Zip cars. You just park. Zip cars are awesome, by the way.
Yeah,
why?
350 hours a year having sex. What's that supposed to mean?
That's the average American, I guess.
Yeah, he spends more time looking for parking than having
seriously?
Sex.
Seriously? 350 hours a year having sex? Is that true? It's
I
like
don't
an
know.
That's almost an hour a day.
I guess it's just, I don't know.
That can't be true.
It is The Onion.
The Onion is true, I am telling you.
So you believe 350 hours a year?
No, that's just an advert. That's not actually part of The Onion. It's just an advert, so it doesn't
Wait,
count.
Wait, go back.
You guys, I know this sounds so boring a bit, though.
No, go down. Oh. What are those ladies at the top doing?
Seriously, you...
American Apparel made in downtown
viewers?
LA.
I mean, listeners? I keep on calling them viewers.
Again.
Listeners, don't you think that Mini-Jew is like a more explicit version of the Jew? Kind of, if you take the Jew and give him a more vulgar sense of humor and
crude.
The ability to be crude, then you have Mini-Jew.
I'm crude, I'm just careful, I'm protecting her.
Oh, and if you have a better frame, give him a better frame, then you have the Mini-Jew.
Okay, one of the things that I wanted to do when I first opened this computer
was to get you from him. Give you, like, a vulgar sense of humor.
Oh, close those.
An ability to be crude and a better frame.
Okay,
and
so anyways, our show's about to be ended. But
wait, hold on.
Be ended?
We're going to read you these signs.
Who
and
gave you the power to end our show?
Wait,
and
hold on.
I want the show to keep on going.
And we're putting the pictures up on the internet.
Tell them who they're from.
They're from
our friend,
Adam.
Yeah, he moved to China.
Yeah, he's...
Not to be confused with China.
No, China.
You both make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
You just slow.
You're funny.
So, anyways, he got out of college. He's been working for a year, and now he's gonna move to China to teach.
Like randomly, too.
Yeah, randomly. He doesn't speak a word of Chinese. He doesn't.
He
doesn't teach. He
Does
doesn't
he
have a
have
degree
a
in teaching.
But anybody can teach there. All you have to do is go to college.
Any student, any person who just got out of college recently, you can go to China.
Get
a free apartment, get paid $1,600 a month, and have virtually no living expenses.
I know, but everything's so cheap there.
Everything is
even
cheap.
Even though it's only $1,600 a month.
Yeah, like $1,600 a month there is like 60 grand.
Yeah. You can buy stuff.
60 large. You can buy lots of awesome stuff. Okay, so anyways, we're going to read you some of the best signs.
Yeah, but these signs are like messed up because the guys who write them... Like, they're translating from Chinese to English, and the translators must be on some kind of drugs, because they don't make any sense.
So this is actually the best one here, and it's going up on the page. It says, relic protected, no scratch. And our friend's friend, who went to China with him, is scratching the wall.
The wall is... I thought the funniest bit of the thing was that the wall was the relic.
Yeah.
But you didn't mention that.
Yeah, well, it's not good. Okay, no smoking, no smoking, and no using fire in a fire forbidden area.
No, don't do the accent, God. That just destroys.
Stepway.
Fine. Stepway of mounting the Great Wall.
Stepway.
Mounting the Great Wall.
Yes, yes, I think they got it.
Mounting Great Wall.
Danger section. Pay your attention.
Wait, David, you can't just say it. They're not gonna be funny unless they can see them.
Yeah, I'll put them up on the website.
I know, but
we don't do justice.
Really
wait, why can't you zoom into this?
We don't do justice, right, but
you have to
this is the best
it.
One. We'll just read you this one. It's a green sign, you guys.
Wait, I'm reading it, because you'll try to do some stupid accent.
No, I won't.
Please come again.
No. Drivers must keep above 25 meters distance with in front. Mustn't be laughing and playing boisterous collisions, or keep with one hand and do other things with the other.
You didn't have to suggest... suggestions.
Other things.
He's whacking me with your pocket watch.
Okay, so you guys can check him out. Help protect the relics, help protect the railings.
Just give him this link and let them go and look at it for themselves.
Like all these famous, there's like public
Why
signs
do you
everywhere.
Post it? Just,
they're all wrong.
Just give him the link.
Wait, can I show you? Did you see this one?
No.
Be careful of slip. There's a little comma in there. Just randomly, he's like, I think this deserves a comma.
Be careful of slip.
Oh man, in the plane, I don't actually know why I'm reminded of this, but I was putting my baggage in the overhead lockers, and I had closed it, and I was bending down to hear what something my mom said, and I hit my head on it, and do you have any idea how ridiculously painful an overhead baggage compartment
whining
is?
Again.
I'm not whining! Shut up! I'm relating a story, you can die!
No.
Never.
We can all die.
At the same time.
Okay, so, sign it off.
No.
Peace out.
Wait. Wait a minute.
I commented on this before, but that's such a stupid thing to say. Peace out.
Fine, peace
no,
is in.
No, we don't want peace.
Peace
we just
out.
Want...
Peace in. Peace in.
Peas in. The pie.
I pee in. Ew.
Ew.
God.
Wait, how could you do that?
What?
Pee in. Where would it go?
My God.
Surrounded by imbeciles.
Oh, I was listening, I was watching Law and Order.
Oh,
and
God.
There's some kid who had been born a boy and they'd, for some reason, converted him to a girl.
Converted him.
But the surgeon was like, it's easier to dig a hole than build a pole.
Yeah, I was watching the show where they did that. The show where they did that also. You know that show, Inked? Where they talk about...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there's a guy that had boobs on that show.
Well, actually, there is, about that.
There is a way that guys can actually
real
have.
Right.
No, guys that actually have.
I know.
It's like a genetic disorder.
I know. Like, dude, if you marry your sister, that happens.
Yeah.
No, serious. No, seriously.
So basically, all rednecks.
Yes.
Anyone from West Virginia.
What if we have. You just lost some listeners.
Yeah,
no, not you guys. The other ones.
The guys who live next door that eat squirrels.
You know Cletus?
Yeah.
Cletus?
From
you know
Simpsons.
Cletus. No, Cletus.
No,
from Simpsons. Their next door neighbor.
Whose?
Theirs.
Who's theirs?
His.
Who's his?
The
listener.
Guy from West Virginia.
The guy from West
what
Virginia?
Guy from West Virginia?
The one we're talking to right now.
The guy that has...
Who are we talking to?
The guy that
I didn't know we were talking to someone.
Squirrels.
What? Who are we... Who is this? I don't... Oh, just some random dude? Oh, okay,
I get it.
Oh, I thought you were actually talking to some specific dude who I had missed his name. Oh.
Yeah.
That was good flow.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's because you had increased the volume and I was felt...
Yeah, I turned it up so you wouldn't yell.
I still yell! I've yelled all my life, my ears can take it.
Can't even hear you, you
he's
go
so
off the
loud.
Scales.
Yeah, you
scales.
Go off the scales. When I turn it down, sometimes it drops off because you're so loud. It's like... When you shout, you go above the register. It cuts out.
They don't have room for the Hindu Heights of sound.
No, I just have incredibly powerful
Hindu
lungs.
Heights? Is that like a development? Is there a development?
No, there is
Hindu
no,
Heights?
No.
Like, yeah, like a skyscraper? Hindu Heights?
No.
That's where I was going with that, Noah. Thanks for reiterating.
Wait, I had something to say,
or
actually.
Or water
but...
slide. Ah. And, like, at the front, you, like, do something Hindu...
That's just stupid.
So don't forget
you
to call us.
No,
don't forget to call us 206-666-3252.
Oh, dude, you just spit on me.
206-666-3252. 206-666-1-3252. It's long distance. Yeah, no kidding.
Shut up.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Unless they live.
No, hold on. Listen
you're not
to my
used to
idea.
The American phone system.
At the beginning of the slide, you eat rice, and then at the end, you eat chicken and rice.
I'm vegetarian. I don't eat chicken.
Rice is something else.
No.
But then the rice would get in the water and they wouldn't want to have it anymore. Because it's a water slide. You eat rice at the top.
Yes.
Hindu Heights in the water slide.
Like, you're still on that? Oh, I thought you were talking about the music video. You eat rice at the start and then rice and chicken at the end. That didn't make any sense. But this doesn't make any sense either. What are you gonna like hold a plate
and
out at like mouth level when you slide down?
Well, you get, like,
and email us at 206.
No, at the end.
Oh no, email us at
yeah, email us at 206. That's good.
gmail.com.
And at
the Jew and Hindu at gmail.com or
theminijew
at gmail.com.
Stop doing what you're doing.
I don't know if it works or not.
What are you trying
to
do?
You guys are so loud.
He's annoyed with us.
So annoyed.
He's always annoyed with us.
Crowd
members from you.
Crying you, River. Ew.
That's actually very disturbing.
Yeah.
Fine.
Ew.
Gods. That's disgusting. I think you should leave us now.
Is that the sound you make when you eat rice?
What? You know what's the worst thing to eat?
Rice.
Beans. Because you get, like, really farty after beans.
No,
you
know
what's
even worse?
Really
beans and rice at the same time.
No, do you know what's worse? Oil fondue.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with oil fondue? Didn't you have it last night?
Yes.
And?
I had it last night.
What's wrong with it?
He had the spritz, I guess.
No.
What's wrong with it?
It's, for some reason, maybe very gassy.
You didn't tell me
But did
that.
They smell bad?
I didn't stick around.
probably did. They are coming out of his butt.
Oh, yeah, he's incredibly sweaty.
Oh, look, but... don't talk, don't remind. Did you talk about that?
No, not yet. It's, okay, we were moving, and his butt...
Wait, wait, where were you moving from?
My house, from California.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. And his butt just starts, like, dripping sweat.
Oh my
it
God.
Like seeps through to his ass.
No,
it was like
it looked like he pissed himself in the back.
Yeah, it was just so disgusting. Oh my God.
And it was like dripping down his leg.
It wasn't dripping down my legs.
Oh man.
And then your crotch started sweating.
Oh, butt sweat. That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
Is.
And then, no, then you like sat down on something and it looks like a butt sweat. That's
I bet it's squished as well.
Ew.
He likes to stop.
Okay.
It's probably like slip and slide.
So, good night, everyone. Good night, everyone. Talk to
hey,
you
no, we're
later.
Not done yet. I need to say bye.
Wait.
What were you doing?
Hurry up.
Fine. Well, I'd hurry up if you didn't pressure me so much.
Wait,
how do you think I feel about this pressure?
Wait, hold on. Who's crazy? Who's crazy?
Is that all you wanted to
churches.
Do?
What?
No, I'm not done yet. Okay, so call us.
Wait.
You did that three times.
Well,
wait a minute, Sally.
I'm saying it because we
wait
were laughing too much.
Sally?
Sally?
Right, you're
Sally
from now. Okay, so call us at 1-206-988-18J, 1-206-202-PRAK, 1-206-666-DAK2. Go to our website. I'd say http://, but that's stupid. Just go to dakdakdakdak2000.tripod.com or search for us on Yahoo with the crazy inverted commas, etc.
And go to theminijew@gmail.com.
Well,
that's
if you
want to
email him.
GEW@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Why did I do that? Gmail, that's what I meant.
No, you said GEW.
What
or
does
something
that mean?
What?
I did that last night.
Why did I say
you?
That?
Yeah, so
I did
he,
that
said,
last night.
He said MINIGW, and then I said, ha ha, you're wrong! And gloating, I said MINIGEW. And then we realized we both were wrong.
G sounds like J.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Bob just says G.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys
you.
Talk to you later.
Wait, I have one more message. People, in case you find yourself out at nights, all by yourself, and it's dark and scary, remember one thing. Your assailant will probably have 2 veg and a meat. So if you're ever in trouble, you know where to find them and where to kick them.
Vote at podcast.
Yes!
And
vote.
If you're afraid, if you're afraid and you need someone to talk to, call our phone line and we'll get back to you. We'll send
or
you.
Email me because I have no friends!
And if you live near us, we'll offer you protection because I'm a big dude and I can take
Virginia.
Down a lot of people. If you live near Maryland or Florida.
Or
near Maryland or Florida?
Yeah, he lives in Maryland.
I live in
Maryland.
North Carolina.
No, you live in Maryland because you live with him. I live in Florida.
I don't live with them. I live in Maine.
Okay, fine.
South Dakota.
I'm sorry
Montana.
About the amazingness of this show, I guess.
It's not that bad a show, except you...
It's
so loud.
Oh, no. They, of course, don't have any sort of a volume level that they can turn down.
Yeah, so all they hear
podcast.
Is you whining, and they're like, he's so loud and annoying.
Okay, so we're
fine.
Done. No, are we? Let's wait until we hit 40. I'm going to wait until we hit 40.
Wait, how close are we? Oh, we have
just to let you know.
2.5 minutes.
Every time we have a show over 10 megabytes, then when I have to put it up on our media, it takes me like 20 minutes.
But you have nothing else to do.
I do have
nothing to do. I mean, while it's loading, you could be doing your homework. That doesn't affect you doing your homework.
It's a lot of work.
You can just leave
shows.
It loading, can't you?
Yeah,
just don't do anything. You don't know what it's like, man.
Well,
no,
we'll discuss this
I know,
off the
if
show.
If I give you the permission, then you'll mess it up.
I'll do it better than you will, boy.
No, you will.
Yeah, well,
I
could take you down.
He's pretty good with the CPU.
Yeah, you know it.
Wait, no,
I didn't come off.
Wait, do you want it to be 40 minutes exactly?
Yeah.
Okay, because we're going to end the intro in. Let's find out how long that is.
We might need to find out fast.
Pause the show. Pause it. Commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Wait, we'll just have the last be silent. Wait, we'll make a song. We're making a song called, the rest of the show is going to be called a song called the however many minutes long that is.
We'll just do one word each. We'll choose a subject. We'll do one word each. Just make up a word.
I
am
friendly.
I
like
men.
I eat
men.
You are
men.
I
flower
blue
cheese.
Oh, we had to do. You know how you have like
one at a time.
You know you have
shut
up. You know how you have like quarter beats and eighth notes and stuff. You know what I'm talking about, right? Quarter notes, eighth notes, sixteenth notes,
man.
Half notes. Shut up. Fine, it's funny, but we won't talk about it. See if I care. And the Ruddy Show. We have like 40 seconds. Don't end it. Don't end it yet.
Don't end it yet. And keep this part.
Anyway, so we had to like fit words with syllables that match the beats. So my friend just said like we're supposed to do four measures, but my friend's like cheese, Venus Williams cheese. And she just stopped at that. Which is incredibly funny for some reason.
Cheese, Serena Williams cheese.
No, that's not funny. You just ruined it.
What?
It's Venus Williams.
I know. Her sister is Serena.
I know her sister is Serena.
You know her sister?
Yes.
You know
her intimately.
David, stop it! Stop!
Oh, wait, no! One, three, two, one.